The word today is soldier. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible Teacher Douglas Schrader. There is a war that rages all around us, not between people, but between God and Satan, good and evil, angels and demons, the righteous and unrighteous. The battle analogy is used consistently in the New Testament, and we are to resist our spiritual enemies in prayer. In Jesus Christ, we can become victors, not victims of Satan and sin's assault. Here with more on this important topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Soldier.
There is a section of the New Testament where the Apostle Paul is talking to Christians in the church of Ephesus, and he discusses putting on the armor of God. This has become a favorite section of the New Testament to many Christians because it reminds them that we are like soldiers for Jesus. We're fighting, battling against Satan and the sin within ourselves. Sometimes we're even resisting the temptations of a sinful culture that try to lure us into sin. This section is from Ephesians chapter 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day comes, you may be able to stand your ground, and after you have done everything, to stand. Stand firm, then, with the belt of truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the saints. Now, there's a lot of discussion of what we would see as combat gear, of military terms, shields and belts and tunics for fighting, helmets and swords. But one thing that needs to be understood is that in the New Testament, when the Word of God discusses us Christians as soldiers or as fighting the good fight of faith, this is never a physical combat. Christians are pacifists. That is, as we look at our leader Jesus, he was not aggressive. He did not hit and strike people. He did not lead a military group in order to fight the Romans. Jesus used occasions where there was friction in order to talk and discuss the kingdom. He even used an instance in the Garden of Gethsemane where Peter, one of his followers, took a sword and cut off a man's ear. Jesus said, "Enough, put your sword away. Those that take the sword will die by the sword." And then he proceeded to heal the man's ear. So there are other world religions that will try to infuse their faith with aggression, that if an enemy comes against you, you have a right to fight them physically and even kill them. That is not so in Christianity. We need to realize that Jesus leads a movement of love, not of aggression and a warrior mindset. The only warring that Christians do is against Satan and sin, and we fight temptations that are against us. Notice how it says here in Ephesians 6 very clearly that our struggle is not against flesh and blood. That should show us that we are not out to make enemies of individuals. In fact, if you even get to the extreme end of it, we are to love our enemies, as Jesus has said. So with this in mind, let's think about our role as a Christian soldier, so to speak. You might remember that Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10, "I have not come to bring peace, but a sword." And then he goes on to discuss how there would be division even within families, a father against his son, or a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Jesus was not, again, intending anything physical. He was talking about the reality that he brings division, just as a sword cleaves something in two, or it causes division. So also, the gospel of Christ doesn't just pose a question or a philosophy where anything is accepted and everyone is all unified regardless of what you believe of Jesus. That's not his intent. He came in order to redeem us from our sins. He came bearing salvation, and the message is that you choose him or else you are not saved. It's that simple. And that causes a division in many people's minds. Just the simple fact that Jesus claims to be the way and the truth and the life. In other words, the only way, truth, and life with capital letters. This causes some people to become oppositional. This causes individuals, it forces them to make a decision. Are we going to receive this Christ? Are we going to call Jesus Lord? Or am I going to try to rule my own life? Or am I going to follow someone else? That causes division. In a real sense, by necessity, the Christian is, in a way, at war. We are at war with Satan, who wants to destroy us. We are at war philosophically, spiritually, with a world that stands opposed to Jesus. We are at war with this internal struggle with sin that is in the members of our body. Paul talked about that extensively in Romans chapter 7. 1 Peter 5 describes Satan this way in verses 8 and 9. "Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour." Indeed, Satan wants our destruction. He wants nothing less than to cause catastrophe for the people whom God loves and Christ has come to save. In 2 Corinthians 10 here, it says that we are to take up the armor of God. There's a fight, there's a war going on. And as we said, it is not to show hatred and physical animosity to people that are opposed to us. Instead, we're supposed to show love. We're supposed to show kindness to individuals that would even hate us. You know, we are told in the New Testament that we are to bless those who curse us, to bless them. It's an attitude of mercy, as God in Jesus Christ has shown us mercy. You might remember that we're told in the scriptures that while we were still enemies, Christ died for the ungodly. Well, and that's what a Christian does. We show the same kind of divine love that God has shown toward us, toward other people. And that'll make us very different. In 1 Peter chapter 2, it says, "Live your lives as aliens and strangers in the world, to abstain from these things that war against the spirit. You know, our flesh would lead us into laziness and arrogance. These are the sinful desires that Peter says war against our soul. So there's a lot in the New Testament that talks about fighting this fight of faith, putting on the whole armor of God. Just think about the things that God has supplied you through Jesus Christ, where he says, stand firm. In other words, expect pushback. Expect resistance to your Christian faith. When family members or people in the culture, in the village, or in the area where you work start to oppose you, expect that. But don't repel them with anger and hatred and with physical violence. No, we're to show them love, but to still stand firm in Christ. So we are to be people with the belt of truth, to be honest. We are to have a breastplate of righteousness, to attempt to live holy lives like the patriarchs in the Old Testament. We are to take up the shoes of the readiness of the gospel. In other words, to be ready to give an answer for the faith that is in us. We are to take up the shield of faith by the word of God so that we can block and defend ourselves against attacks to our faith. The helmet of salvation to protect our minds in Christ. And then the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Yeah, the only offensive weapon is the word of God, to tear apart false notions and beliefs. And then prayer continuously. All of these things are seen together. You don't want to forget any one part. I invite you to join us as soldiers of Jesus Christ, fighting against Satan, sin, and the temptations of the world. You will find it a joyful thing to defend your faith and to stand for Jesus Christ. And in the end, you will be welcomed into eternal life, not on your merits and fighting, but on the goodness and grace of God the Father through Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you. So visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.